The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Oh, you got a gigantic stick up your... You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for, what is today, the 3rd of January, 2012, the Year of Doom. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Maloney, the Bait, the Tailor of Fine Armors, the Fabricator of Fudge, the Reading Hand Matured Audience Warning at the top of the show, El Grigena!
Hail and greetings, and I don't have a cat in my shirt this time.
Aww. If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to our in-game chat channel, OGR, on the Antonia Bale server. Antonia Bale server. It's up and running 24/7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing good.
Oh, yeah? Doing better this week?
Yeah.
Last time we talked, you were doing, okay.
Well, geez. I said, well, geez.
Okay, well, as long as you're doing good this time, because we want to start the year off right. You know how we're going to start the year off right?
No clue.
You know how we're going to do that?
No.
Send the boy up here with a new mouse and a hammer.
No. No. Your hammer days are over.
Oh, man. Sometimes at work, I listen to some of my old shows, and I was listening to the one from March 2010 when I snapped and beat a computer mouse to death with a hammer. That's funny stuff. This is the only place you can find, you know, stuff like that.
Mouse aside,
right here on the Jethel Silverwing Show. It was funny. I had my coworkers listen to it. They're like, "Oh my God, you did that live!" Damn right I did.
Ugh.
Beat that.
Just for that, I'm putting my wolf hat on.
Beat that sucker to death with a hammer. And a couple of months later, I think it was, I stomped a hole in that second computer.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. Anger management issues, hon.
That is my anger management. I'm taking my anger out on inanimate objects. I always have.
But, gee, my knee. You could have hurt yourself. I think you did cut yourself on that crap.
I may have.
I may have.
Safissa is asking if I had taken a video of me stomping the computer. No, sorry.
It was too late. By the time I heard him doing it, it was like, oh my God, what's going on up there?
However, if you
Slam,
go to
bang, boom.
If you go to Elquin Jenna's Facebook page, I believe she has pictures.
Yeah, there's still pictures of the carnage.
So you go to facebook.com/ElquinJenna, and go into her picture galleries, and somewhere in there, for crying out loud, somewhere deep in there.
He literally put his fist through it.
No, I put my foot through it.
I thought you put your fist through it.
No, I wasn't dumb enough to punch a metal computer tower, hon. No, it was my foot. So, yeah, there we go. So I thought, you know, for 2012, maybe I could start the year off by beating something to death with a hammer. But Elkman has vetoed that idea. Although, I don't know, you have a, you got a box in that, that closet behind you filled with obsolete computer stuff. I could just beat an old, motherboard to death.
Not today.
Okay. Not today. Well, we'll wait till I'm actually angry and I have to take it out on something. No, the mouse was not Cheez-It. It was an actual two-button computer mouse. No, I would never hurt Cheez-It. Unless he, you know, stole my jelly beans. Then, you know, cards are off the table, sorry. No one touches my jelly beans. It is the first week of 2012. I hope y'all had a happy new year, enjoyed festivities, went out and got yourself hammered, as long as you didn't get behind the wheel afterward. See, a lot of people think I have a problem with drinking. I got a problem with people drinking themselves stupid. I honestly do not understand getting drunk. Probably because I've never been drunk. So, but, yeah, I just don't understand it, and if I ever catch anyone behind the wheel drunk, I will run you off the road and beat you to death with a hammer.
Oh, no, here we go.
Hey, I've told the New Hampshire State Police that. You know, when my dad was hit by a drunk driver, and I told the police if I ever see anyone weaving like that, I will run them off the road.
Yeah, and they probably shook their heads at you and said that will just get you in more trouble.
And I said, I don't care. But anyway. Sorry, dead drunk driver is better than dead innocent pedestrian. As far as I'm concerned. But anyway, I hope you did have a good time. I hope you all went out and partied, and safely, of course, within moderation, and had a good time, and got laid. What the hell? Why not? Just don't name it after me. Well, you might want to name it after me. It's all right. Jethel told us to get laid. We're going to name this kid Jethel Jr. All right.
Oh, jeez.
Just remember, what happens in Kithacore stays in Kithacore. Actually, that's our motto at work, actually. What happens in mailroom stays in mailroom.
Which I think is funny because it's filled mostly with males.
Mm-hmm. It's the mail room, I tell you. Our supervisor is female, but hey, she's more of a guy than one of the guys who works with us. Anyway, so, 2012, the year of doom. Why do we call it the year of doom? Because
the Mayan calendar is supposed to run out this year.
You know what? I don't get it, though. The Gregorian calendar runs out every year, and no one freaks out.
I think somebody just forgot to make a new one.
You know what? They just ran out of freaking room.
We're out of room on this stone. We'll wait tomorrow to do another one, and that's when who was it that invaded the conquistadors, right? They invaded the Mayans?
Yeah, the conquistadors.
Yeah, well, the guy that was making the calendar ran out of room, was going to start another one on another stone, but never got around to it because the next day the conquistadors showed up.
There we go.
That's a good theory.
So, you know, total bullshit as usual. You know, the same with this camp guy who kept predicting the end of the world. Oh, no, it's going to happen in another 6 months because it didn't happen when he predicted. It's going to happen in 6 months. Now, it didn't happen, did it? I doubt very much we are ever going to hear from this guy again because he tried it, like, in the 90s, too. You know, it's just, dude, please. Stop trying to get attention. Anyway, nothing is going to happen on 12/21/12. Absolutely nothing. Well, 12/21/12 will be the solstice. But other than that, nothing is going to happen. So don't worry about it. Of course, you realize there are enough stupid people out there that are probably going to, like, all have friggin' mass suicides and shit like that, like they did the last time Halley's Comet came by. Remember that stuff? The Heaven's Gate group?
Yes.
Bunch of morons. World's better off without them. Moving on. All right, so, have you made any resolutions?
No.
For this year?
No.
I actually stuck to mine last year. I made the resolution to no longer make any resolutions. So I stuck to mine. So I'm very proud of myself. So there we go.
That's a good resolution, not to make any resolutions.
Mm-hmm. My New Year's resolution will be to not stick to my resolutions. Now, wait a minute. Then I would have to. It's a conundrum. So, have any of you come up with any New Year's resolutions that you think you might actually stick to? If you have, give me a tell. AntoniaBaleServer.Jethel. Well, Antonia_Barrel.Jethel. If you've made any kind of New Year's resolution, let's hear about it. But in the meantime, we did have a question for this week, and we did get a couple of answers. The question was, what have you found in other games that you would like to see in EQ2? So let's see what we have for some of these answers. Let's see here. I'll wait for that to load up. Cheddarella, let's see. Just started working on new dungeons. Expectations are pretty high. Blah, 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 blah. We'd like to see more tools for interactivity in the dungeons. NPCs you can actually talk to for specific information or to trigger events. So I'm guessing she's saying interactive NPCs that you can actually program. That would be cool. I'm all for that. You know, make your own quest and stuff. That would be awesome. I love that. Of course, the thing that I've always wanted to see in-game, I have not seen it in any other game, but I'm just saying it would be really cool. I've been lobbying for years for random lightning strikes. Hey, if it's raining outside, don't you think there would be a chance of lightning? I think that would be great, walking along. Oh, it's really raining out here. I hope I don't... You have been struck for 1,000 points of damage or something like that. That would rock! That would rock. So I like Cheddarello's idea. Programmable, interactive NPCs for your dungeons. Or I would assume for your houses in general. I like that. That would be very nice. What do you think, Con?
I don't know if we'll ever get to that stage, but maybe. Never know.
It's a thought. It's a thought. I know I hate mentioning World of Warcraft, but I remember World of Warcraft, there was a modification that was out that you could, I never figured it out, but there was a mod that would let you do that.
Sure?
Yes, with existing NPCs. It would actually place a feather over their head. You could program a little thing, but, you know, anyone running the quest would have to have the mod.
Yeah, I think I remember that, something like that.
Yeah, and you'd have to, if you had a quest you wanted people to do, you had to have the file available to download and stuff like that, but it actually worked with the existing NPCs. So I think interactive NPC for quests in your house or your dungeon or whatever, I think would be very nice. Good suggestion, Tredarella. Let's see here. What do we got here? Norgle from the Antonio Bale server says, more immersiveness. Not sure what he means by that. Let me read this here. One quality of any game that keeps me playing is coming back for more is the ability to move a story along. Oh, I guess he's talking about like what we have in Velios.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple expansions in another game, which shall go unnamed, did a great job with quests that led me within each zone and consistently changed the landscape. Yeah, so basically what we're doing in Velios. I'm not sure Norkel's been to Velios yet. Oh, wait, he has. He has. I just, you know, when he went, I'm like, dude, I wish I could help you, but I've actually done all these quests, and I can't even see the NPCs anymore.
Well, you still see them, but they're not their original form. I mean, well, like the one that used to sit over by Lodi.
Well, you know, there's one quest in there that has you go out into the ocean to do battle with some stuff, and I couldn't see them. I tried helping someone with it, and it's like, I could see him getting hit, but I couldn't see the NPCs. I couldn't see what was attacking him.
Really?
So once you've done those quests, that's it. So that's the only thing I don't like about what they've done with Velios in the,
You should have been able to target through him and still have helped him.
I couldn't. But, you know, that was just my experience. Perhaps I was bugged somehow. So, yeah. Let's see if I got any tells yet. Let's see. Corel on the Atonia Vale server says that their resolution for this year is to get their Freeport server character that they have to level 90. And I think that's a very doable resolution. Shouldn't have any problem with that. I mean, you can get a character to level 90 within a week. Reasonably. Of course, if you're a hardcore gamer, you can get it done probably in 48 hours. So, that's a very doable scenario within a year. That's very doable. And we do have a resolution from Domino, assistant producer of EverQuest 2, Sony Online Entertainment. Domino says, my resolution is to try and leave work at a more reasonable time and maybe sign up for some real-life trade skill classes. And she wishes everyone a Happy New Year. Well, you know, Donna, that's really up to you, hon. You know, leaving work on time and stuff. I know, I understand. Sometimes work does not allow you to leave when you'd like. But I think it's doable. So Domino from Sony Online Entertainment wishes everyone a Happy New Year. All right. So you don't have any resolutions this year, hon?
Are you serious?
Nothing at all. While we're talking, nothing.
Nothing.
Is there anything that you'd like to see in game that you haven't seen yet?
Oh, I'll get to that later when I discuss some of the dungeon stuff going on.
Okay. Alrighty, we can discuss that. So let's see. Oh, I guess Sanova. On the Atonia Vale server is Cheddarvella. Ched, thank you very much for your submission on that. On the what you like to see in game. Very good suggestion. I like it. So let's see here. I do have a few notes. You know me, folks. I got to have a couple of notes anyway. We do have birthdays.
We do.
We got quite a few birthdays, actually, because we've been gone for 2 weeks. Birthdays are as followed. Hud from the Legion of Kithacor. Clorny. Clorny's birthday was yesterday. Lena from the Legion of Kithacor. See, I got a real name here. Chris Gudith. Gudith, something like that, from my Facebook page. Also from Facebook, Celestial Silverleaf. I'm assuming that's not their real name. another real name here, Rachel Hunter, Elizabeth Ruger, and Joshua Thompson. That's, of course, from my Facebook event update. If you have a birthday you'd like to have announced, or an anniversary, or a wedding, or anything like that, by all means, send me a tell on Facebook, or send me a messaging game. I'll be more than happy to announce it. Or for those people who we did announce, here come the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you!
happy birthday, you guys. Congratulations on living another year. Had to stretch a little bit there. Oh, and I did get something that you wanted me to get, hon.
Which is? Party sounds!
Celebration sounds. Let's hear it again. How's that? That is that good?
Yes.
All right. Well, good. Glad you like it. We like sound effects here. I like it. I was like, you know, let's rip open some mail. We got that. Well, I put those on there for when Brass is with us for Sony Online Entertainment. We do like to do the live Ask a Drunken Dwarves when Brass is with us. I'm going to try to get her on again real soon. I love having her on the show. And of course, with that has to come... Can't go without that. We're just having fun with the sound effects here.
You know, well, soon I'll be able to do that for real.
What's that? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
For Christmas, I got Elquin Jenna a beer-making kit. So how long does that go to take? About a month?
You have to have a lot of patience with this, hon. It's not something you slam dunk it. But yeah, he got me a Mr. Beer. Now,
Mr. Beer.
I have made beer, you know, with a big kettle on the stove, and you got a bag of hops, and you got your, you know.
What? You're going to throw hops in a bag?
No. And then you got a bag of malt, and then the booster and all this, and you put it in there, and you boil it all up, and it's this green goppy stuff, and then you siphon all that off, and then you pull it through a chiller, and it's coiled thing, and then you get it into a 5-gallon huge jug. Glass jug, okay? And you put your sugar and your yeast in there and all that, and you let that sit, and then you bottle it and all that. I mean, I've been through that process, and that's the real process. This is different.
A little different.
Small keg, about, well, I don't know, 2 gallons? Makes 8 liters of beer.
Yeah, that'll be 2 gallons.
It's plastic. The malt and the hops and everything comes in a can. Going, wow, okay.
Hops in a can.
And I first thought, Jethro had got me something kind of hokey. Going, oh, okay.
Well, I wasn't sure. I thought it might be something to end up on the shelf.
No, it won't. It will end up on the shelf. It'll be full of beer.
Uh-huh.
But I did some research to the website and stuff, and a lot of brew people who do home brewing, are into this specific sort of Mr. Beer. They, you know, right. they're using it, and they're using other stuff, but this is legit. So I figure, okay. And it has a lot of different recipes. So,
well, good. I'm glad you're going to enjoy it.
You know, it's going to take about... I made one... I started my first batch, and I'm making a blonde pale ale, or blonde ale. And it's got to sit, and I got to keep checking on the temperature. Make sure that it doesn't get too cold. Gets too cold, the yeast doesn't have a chance to do its thing in there and ferment.
Right, right.
Too hot, and then it just, you know, explodes. So it's got to be like somewhere in there. And
maybe I should have gotten you two of those. That way, when one's done, you can start another one immediately.
No, what I need is another set of bottles because next Saturday, the 14th, I will check it to see if it's ready to bottle at that point. You bottle it, and then it's got to sit another 2 weeks.
Well, I get paid on Friday. I can go to the website and order up some more bottles for you.
Yeah, because that way I can start another batch that day after I get the keg cleaned out, and then it will be ready to bottle when the other ones are ready to be put in the refrigerator and tasted.
Okay, cool. All right.
So, yeah, it's...
Yeah, I'll pick you up some more bottles this Friday, then.
But there's a lot of good recipes, and it's not just... They've taken what I used to do and they've speeded up the process. When I quit, they started having liquid hops and stuff, and that was a long time ago. So yeah, this is going to be fun. I was trying to get Linda to tell me what sort of beer she was looking for at one time. Remember, she said she was looking for a good creamed ale, or
yeah.
I don't know if she said creamed ale stout or Because I found a couple creamed ales I found an October one. Now, sometimes these beers are going to have to sit for 6 months almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Where
did
my little screwdriver go?
Oh, well.
The Fessa is saying Mr. Beer stinks.
What?
That's what she says.
Well, you know what? Just, you know, try it yourself. You might like it, she might not.
Well, I mean, you know, it's the process is the same. The length of period of time of brewing and stuff is about the same. It's just the ingredients that threw me off to start with. And no, I don't need more kegs. I need more bottles.
Right.
But if I get more kegs, then I'll need twice as many bottles.
Well, you know
what? I don't want to get that involved again.
Give it a try. If you like it, then keep using it. If you don't like it, it goes on the shelf.
You going to call it a short beer or a...
Blackberry Stout. Blackburrow Stout. That's it. We're going to make Blackburrow Stout. Sure. Okay. I got a tell here from Lena. Or from her alt on the Crushbone server, saying thank you for the birthday wishes. We also have to wish Lena a congratulations for something else. Lena and Solaris, members of the Legion of Kithagor, were married on the 26th of December, on Boxing Day. So we need to congratulate Lena and Solaris for getting married. Congratulations very much. And I don't have a wedding thing. I do not have a, so let's say this one. There you go. Relationship ding. What do you think? Relationship ding?
Weak, but we'll go with it.
Little weak? How about this?
That's even worse.
Okay, that's even worse.
But first, the horse! She's a friend.
No, wait, no.
Hun!
That is completely inappropriate. Damn you, Jethel.
Oh, my God. That's better.
Relationship ding? Okay. That's a relationship ding. I'll have to make a relationship ding sound effect at some point. Because, you know, not the first time we've had a relationship ding in-game. Alright, so congratulations again. Who knows? Maybe a level 1 character in the works. I don't know. Perhaps. Okay. So let's see. What else we got to talk about here? We're talking about Mr. Beer.
Yes.
Mr. Beer.
So
I think it'll be fun. You're just going to get tired of seeing the keg on the
counter
all the time.
You also said you can make root beer, correct?
I don't know.
You don't know. Was there no instructions for root beer on the website?
There's for hard cider.
I don't know, I'm not into alcohol myself, so. Alright,
well. We'll just have to see.
Well, we'll have to see. You'll have to give it a try, give it a taste, and like I said, if it works, great, use it again. If it doesn't work to your expectations, it goes on the shelf. By the way, I am starting a collection. I am starting a collection of popcorn poppers.
Well, that's because I wasn't sure if that one was going to work or not.
And it didn't. So glad.
Not very well.
No. She got me this popcorn popper. I'm assuming it was from Best Buy or Amazon or something. I've seen it at Best Buy. And the nice thing about it is it has a lit-up marquee. The top of it lights up, and you can put letters on it. So you have a lit-up marquee, you can put lights on and stuff. The problem is, after she paid for it and it was shipped, she started reading the reviews, and the reviews were not good. And I tried it out. You know, I'm not one to just say, pa, to anything. I tried it out, And yeah, the reviews were right. It was bad. It didn't work very well. What it is the chamber that holds the popcorn kernels is too small, and the fan is too strong. So what ends up happening is the unpopped kernels are being blown right out of it before they have a chance to pop. You know, it's like putting a popcorn kernel in a wind tunnel. Just popped right out of there. But she saw that and was able to get another popcorn popper for me, a name brand. It was a normal Redenbacher one, isn't it?
No.
No, it isn't? I thought it was.
No.
But either way, the backup one you got me works fantastic. I love it.
Yep, that's why I got it.
So it works good.
I figured, well, okay, this one's shitty, so we'll get one at least that will work.
But you know what? It's good for a decoration because it has that light-up marquee.
Yeah, but do we need another decoration around here?
Well, you know what, huh? You gave me permission to redo the living room like a theater. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to make a shelf. I'm going to make a display of my popcorn poppers. Because I love popcorn. And I love the theater. So there we go. So I'm going to make a little display, you know, because I have that miniature one, the miniature theater style that you got me last year. I have that. I now have the one with the marquee. And I have the good one. And who knows? I may just keep adding to the collection. I would like to get one of the kettle ones. It has the handle so it stirs it for you.
Yeah.
Who knows? Get that one. I do not like microwave popcorn. Carell is saying that he likes microwave popcorn and movie popcorn, but never tried popcorn maker, I guess, hot air poppers. I'm not a big fan of microwave popcorn. I'm really not. But I like making it on the stove, and the hot air poppers are good for, you know, if you don't want to sit there and mind the stove. You know what I mean? But, you know, I have gotten a hand on, I have gotten a handle on the, using the stove and stuff like that. But they do make specialized, pots with little, things on the bottom. So you can, like, turn a handle and it'll stir the kernels for you so they don't burn. And they're cheap, actually, like $20. I may pick one of those up at some point, add it to the collection. All right, so, and also for Christmas, you got wolf stuff.
That I did.
You can go to facebook.com/... actually, you can just go to facebook.com and look up Jethel. Because I don't think anyone can actually spell my real name. Or you can go to kithacore.org/social, and my Facebook link is right there. And you can go to my photos, and I have an album set up for Christmas 2011. I got Elquin stuff that made her squee. You went squee.
I went squee.
You went squee. I know you did. She loves wolves. Do you love wolves, hon?
Yes, I do.
She loves wolves very much. I found her a wolf hat. Noted, it is a children's hat.
Yeah, it fits on my head.
But it fits on your head, but the mittens are way too small.
I get my hands in them.
Well, you can just wrap them around you like a scarf, though, you know? But, yeah, got a wolf hat. Wolf slippers. They're like bunny slippers, but they're wolves. Wolf slippers. You already had a wolf blanket. And, of course, a wolf calendar. And you were wearing the heck out of that, the wolf hat and wolf slippers on Christmas, so I had to take pictures and a video.
Well, I still have it on.
You have them on right now?
Yeah.
Yay. So, yes, I get her lots of little wolf stuff. Yeah, so we had a good holiday. I can't think of anything, outside of, wanting snow. I can't think of really anything else that could have made the night better. Well, unless, of course, back in New Hampshire and had all my family, of course, but that'll happen maybe next year. We don't know yet. Alrighty. So. What else do I have notes for here? We're going to talk a little bit later on about the dungeon maker, because Elkman's been having a lot of fun with that. And we'll do that a little bit later on. I've been asked by Clorny to make an announcement. If you were a fan of the lore chat channel that used to be on Befallen, and because the Befallen server no longer exists...
You're kidding!
Wasn't it Befallen?
Really? It's gone?
That merged with another server, didn't they? At least I think it was Befallen.
I didn't know they did that.
But anyway, the new official lore channel is guk.lore. If I'm mistaken about that, of course, Clorny can say something. I know Clorny's in the channel right now.
G?
Huh? G-U-K. It's on the Guk server. guk.lore. Yeah, so Oasis and Befallen merged. But, yes, Clorny's right there. guk.lore is the new lore channel. And, of course, they have discussions about game lore. If you have any questions, going, hey, this NPC's talking about this person. Who the hell is it? The people in this channel might be able to tell you. Or, if nothing else, they'll make it up on the spot. No way, that's what I do. Just making stuff up on the spot. We do have a death I wanted to announce. I haven't announced a death in a long time, but this guy, probably pretty well known. You probably don't know his name, but you've seen him on the screen. In costume. Bob Anderson has died at the ripe old age of 89 years old. He donned the Darth Vader outfit and did all of the lightsaber duels for the original three movies. He was a professional and Olympic fencing champion. And whenever you saw Darth Vader fighting with a lightsaber in the original Star Wars trilogy, it was him. And he has passed away.
Aww.
Well, it's been a while, hon. I mean, they're going to all go eventually. So there we go. That was the only one that I wrote down. I'm sure a lot of people died this week. But hey, a lot of people do.
That's what happens.
That's what happens, Death is a part of life. And you know what? Just like Neil Gaiman's character of Death says in The High Cost of Living, you get what everyone gets. You get a lifetime. Right?
That's true.
Of course, Lyra is asking me about Abe Vigoda, so let's all go to Abe Vigoda. Goda.com. AbeVigoda.com says Abe Vigoda is alive! Abe Vigoda is alive! One of these days, I'm going to go to this website and it's going to say he's dead.
Perhaps, or maybe he's immortal.
The immortal Abe Vigoda.
Now you make him sound like Vader or something.
Luke, I am your father.
No, not really. That's all right. Oh. So last time we were on, we gave away a shitload of station cash. I hope everyone used it wisely. Didn't blow it all in one place. There are new items in the marketplace. Let me see here, /marketplace. See what we got here in the new area. Actually, I'm not going to use that. I'm going to use the welcome screen. So we have a dark tree glider for 1950. And that looks like a black and white giant squirrel you can ride. Link that. There we go. The dark tree glider. And we have a dark tree glider cloak, which looks pretty cool. Let's go ahead and link that. There we go. Let's see what else we got here. Tree glider cloak. Oh, there's a new backpack. Well, that looks kind of interesting. It's a assassin's backpack. There we go. Take a look at that. That looks pretty neat. Good. Vials of poison in the back there, and poison bottles up on top, and a dagger on the side. That looks pretty neat. What do you think?
I like it.
And that is a 44-slot backpack. 44-slot backpack. Right now for 500 station cash. What else we got? Legends of Norrath, the Jarseth Destroyer pack is now available. That might be it for the new stuff. Open up the marketplace window here. And what's under new? That's the stuff for the dungeons. Of course, we'll talk about that with the dungeon stuff. Right. I think that's about it, really. Anything else in my notes before we continue? Congrats to Lenny and Solaris. I do have a couple of new songs going to be coming up on our music break. The Hathling Anthem and the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It have gone to their drunken karaoke night, so we have a recording of them. Let's see. Clorny reminds us of the new lore channel on the Guck server. We do have Kiting Elquin coming up.
Oh no!
The 10 questions of doom. Oh wait, is Frostfell over? It is. Frostfell is over. I didn't realize that. It ended today, apparently.
Yes, it did.
No more Frostfell. Sorry, guys. Doom! Doom with no more Frostfell. I am actually, I'm not going to do it while I'm doing the show, but tonight I will be working on this. I am betraying to, or I should say moving to Freeport, so I want to try out that new, the Freeport questline, because I saw some of the rewards from it. And, yeah, want them. There's some appearance items and stuff like that, yeah. So, I'll be in Freeport probably by tomorrow. And, again, this is not a roleplay thing. This is a Jethel wants to try out a new questline thing.
So there don't be freaking out.
No one freak out. Lara says that there's a lot of furniture as well available. Let's see here. That ornate Freeport chandelier I thought was actually already in. Chandelier, barrel. Those do not look new. Did Lyra go to Shadow Knight? I don't know. So I'll be doing that later. I've gone back and forth. Kinos, Freeport, Kellethan, Hollis. I think, when they made it so you can actually have up to 10 houses per character, I actually went to every city. That was a busy week for me. I betrayed to every freaking city so I can get one house at every city. So there we go. Lara has gone to Nariak, which means she's gone evil! Evil! Doom!
Doom?
Doom-de-doom-de-doom-de-doom. I'm gonna sing the Doom song. Doom-de-doom-de-doom. But you know what? I know what it really is. She's not betraying to go evil. You know what's happening?
What?
She's bringing Frostfell to Nariak. Oh, yeah. Because only Lyra can bring Frostfell to Nariak. Does that mean we can all sit on Queen Kristana's lap and ask for presents? I think that gives us that that opportunity. And Lyra, of course, denying she's a Frostfell elf.
Hello, I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and Lyra, you are a Frostfell elf.
I'm sorry, the man himself has spoken. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Alright, I'm going to go all here. I think we're going to go ahead and start on that music break. When we come back, Kiting Elquin, the 10 questions of doom. The person to wins the contest will get an item from the swag box. Sorry, I don't have any more station cash to give out. So here we go. Music break and new songs.
What do you want?
Sounds of swords clashing on shields. Mass hysteria. It's mayhem out there.
That can mean one of two things.
What's that, sir?
Either there's a horde of rampaging orcs attacking the camp, or Jethel has released a new song!
When I find werewolf farming in the Shire, when I farm, get the chickens in the pigs, yeah. When I find werewolf farming on the jump, drinking spiced ale, and we do a little polka. Halfling farm, and I hanging with my crew. Halfling farm, putting veggies in my stew. Halfling farm, maybe look into jump, magic root, what it do to you? I'm living large, I'm an early riser. Riverbound resident advisor. Built a wall, a thicker divider. Everybody's a venture half-sizer. Farmer of the day, farmer of the day, farmer of the day now. Farmer of the day, farmer of the day, farmer of the day now. Farmer of the day, farmer of the day, farmer of the day now. Out in the barnyard, milking all my cows. Under hill, where you find my address? Quick and humble, not built to impress. Got my mail from the Halfling Pony Express. Gotta get some things off my chest. Runny-eyed goblins, they looking meaner. Damn goblins, just a little greener. Stupid goblins, lanky and leaner. Got the IQ of a lima bean, yeah. Nelly Paws, fast as he can be. Nelly Paws, thinks he's cleverer with his crime spree. Nelly Paws, only comes up to my knee. Gotta lock him away, throw away the key. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Throw it away, throw it away, throw it away now. Stealing our jump for 500 years now. At the pool's gold, yeah. Spice with jum-jum, ever frost cold, yeah. I hear commotion, somebody's getting bold, yeah. Rushing outside while the guns are running to and fro. In the veil, the
Pixie's hive is set. Buzzing round, scouting for the enemy threat. Can't catch them a swinging a big net. Just try it once. What a stinging you'll get!
The ghost of Mangler haunting our streets, yeah. Ghost of Mangler thinks you'd be nice to eat, yeah. See him coming, better move your feet, yeah. Gonna run you down like you got a doggy treat, yeah.
Return from our music break. You with us, Oakman?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Yes.
Are you really there?
Yes.
Good. You know why?
Why?
It's time for Cutting Oakman!
Oh my gosh!
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Cutting Oakman. Right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight, you know she's a little bit dangerous.
All right, it is time to play Cutting Oakman. 10 questions of doom here on the Gentle Silverwing Show. What's going to happen is I got 10 questions. We're going to be asking Oakman, and depending on how many questions she gets right is the amount of tells I want to receive. So let's say, for example, she gets 5 correct. I want 5 tells. The person who gets to number 5 will receive an item from the swag box. We got a huge swag box this year provided by Sony Online Entertainment. One, we want to thank Sony Online Entertainment, especially Ash Lane, who is a wonderful person. Every time I see Ash Lane, I just want to hug her and squeeze her and pick her up and make her call the police.
Huh?
Doom! Okay. Are you prepared, Oakland?
Never.
Now, unlike the past month, these questions really don't have a hell of a lot to do with anything. So I have no theme. I gotta be honest, with the 3-day weekend, I completely forgot today was Tuesday. And I didn't, I normally put these questions together on Monday. But, yeah. So I hurried up and did them before the show started. So, yeah. So these questions were pretty much what I could think of in the half hour between me getting home and getting the show going. Are you ready?
I guess so.
All right. Once again, these really don't have anything to do with anything, so... Random subjects. Question number one. Which ventilated Star Wars character required 3 actors to portray him in the same movie?
Say that again?
Which ventilated Star Wars character required 3 actors?
R2-D2.
Incorrect. What is random access memory commonly referred as?
RAM.
Correct. In Fahrenheit, what is the boiling point of water? Everyone knows Celsius, but do you know Fahrenheit? Hey, some of these questions
Why
are...
Why does 351 come to mind? I don't know why.
No, sorry. That is the combustion point of paper.
Oh, well.
Actually. I actually think that's 451. But no, sorry. Number 4. Oh, there we go. Okay. Lost my place for a minute there. What is the highest point on the Earth?
Mount Everest?
Correct. Number 5.
So this way, if it floods, you gotta head to Mount Everest.
That's right. What is the lowest point on Earth?
Oh, God, it's that trench. I can't... It starts with an M.
Starts with an M.
Marinara Trench or something like that. Trench.
I'll give it to you. Number 6. What sci-fi machine... what sci-fi machine's long name is Time and Relative Dimensions in Space?
TARDIS?
Correct. I was going to worry if you were going to get that one wrong.
I was thinking, is that the TARDIS?
All right. If you are an if you suffer from anglophobia, what are you afraid of?
What?
If you suffer from anglophobia, what are you afraid of? Anglophobia.
Humans. I don't know.
No, sorry.
I was thinking angular... Never mind.
You were thinking Anglo-Saxon?
Yes. Okay, not humans?
No, we'll discuss it after
I hate these.
What word refers... to a movie of great commercial success?
Blockbuster.
Correct. See, you're getting a lot of these correct. The last show we did, not so much. But yeah. Okay, let's see here. What programming language does most of Facebook games run on?
Flash.
See, I didn't have time to look up and actually think of questions.
Yes.
Where can you find the hottest average temperature on the Earth?
Hottest average temperature?
Yeah, hottest average temperature.
I don't know, the equator?
No, sorry. So let's see here, that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. One second here, folks. Let me check my. Let me clear my my chat window. Hold on a second. Okay, I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 towels. Send them now. Let me send towel now. There we go. Send the towel now. The sixth person to send me a towel will receive a random item from the swag box. And let's go ahead and go through the questions here. Let's see here. Number one, the ventilated Star Wars character. Come on, hon.
Darth Vader?
Correct. Darth Vader had a different actor for his voice, for his body, and when he was fencing. Number two, random access memory, of course, is RAM. That's correct. In Fahrenheit, the boiling point of water is 212 degrees. Of course, everyone knows Celsius. That's 100 degrees Celsius. I had to throw a few in there you weren't going to get. All right, let's see here. The highest point on the Earth, of course, is Mount Everest. The lowest point on the Earth is the Marineris Trench. So you were very close in the name. Let's see, Everest is 29,000 feet above sea level, and the Marianas Trench, off the coast of Guam, is 35,000 feet below sea level. Currently the lowest point known. Let's see, sci-fi machine, whose name actually is Time and Relative Dimensions in Space, is, of course, the TARDIS from Doctor Who. If you suffer from anglophobia, what are you afraid of?
Angles?
The English.
Okay!
Anglo-Saxon refers to white English. English people. Pretty much. Or Anglo-Saxon white Christians, I guess you'd say. But, yeah, Anglophiles are people who are obsessed with English, with England. Anglophobia, if you were afraid of the English. So let's see here. Next we have, I already got that one. Word refers to a movie of great commercial success, of course, is Blockbuster. Number 9, programming language that most of the Facebook games run on is Flash. And where can you find the hottest average temperature on Earth? Death Valley.
Death Valley.
That's why it's called Death Valley. There's not a whole lot that lives there. All right, so let's see. I'm actually thinking I'm going to disqualify the person with the hotkey. Because that's not fair. I'm sorry, it's just not. I'll count him once. So 1, 2, 3. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna say the name, but I'm sorry. I no hotkeys. Come on, this is not fair. But I will count once. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that would be Lyra on the Antonia Bale server.
Lyra on the Antonia Bale server.
Please do me a favor, Lyra, because I don't keep this information. Please send me your real mailing address by way of in-game mail, and I will snag an item from the swag box and send it out to you this week. Congratulations, Lyra. Oh, he needs to contact me about my last prize. Was it broken or something? I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. All right. So, yeah, if there was something wrong, by all means, you know, if it's one of the, forgot to send the address. Well, I don't even remember what the... Okay, I'll give you two things from the swag box. That's fine. Give you two things from the swag box. I normally send, like, two or three things, so it's not a big deal. We've got a lot of stuff. Put that away, put my pencil away.
One of the few people left in the world that actually use pencils. That's all right. All right. So, the game is over. Can we have a yay? All right. So, you have been messing around with a dungeon maker.
That I have.
Tell me about... Oh, wait. Before we get started on that, we haven't done this in a while. We have not done this in a while. I want to congratulate... I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this correctly. Gumi. From the Legion of Kithgore, who just dinged level 36 Beast Lord. Haven't been able to do that in a while. There's a lot of level 90s in the guild now. So congratulations to Gumi. Level 36 Beast Lord. Okay. Talk to me about the dungeon.
Well, the first little, you know, I don't know where to start. I'll just start, and you can just hang in there while I muddle through.
Go for it.
I do want to talk about one thing that they're testing on beta right now. The ability to use your own avatar in these.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
But that's not, you know, you'll be reduced to level 50, but, you know. I'm currently playing with one of the dungeons. And I found that some of the station cache items you can use in the dungeon, and otherwise, and others you can't. I wanted to use a bunch of trolls, so I bought some trolls and found out that I couldn't use them. Oop, trying to get around something here. Hang on. I'm blocked. Examine. Let's see. But I was able to use a magical Ferdowith Sorceress.
Uh-huh.
Which is a station cache item.
Right.
So it's kind of weird. I've been reading up on them, too, on the forums, and right now it seems like the problem with the dungeons, creating a dungeon, is playability. I mean, a person, you can put in a lot of time and effort and script the mobs and everything, but if it doesn't give enough tokens, the person may not see any activity on it. You get tokens from running dungeons and from the dungeons you create from people running them. Okay, you can use those tokens to buy different things on the station cache for more dungeon item things, and you can also use it to buy things for yourself. Point in case, the mount. Remember, we couldn't figure out what the heck the mount was for? Yeah. Well, if you get 500 dungeon tokens, you can get the mount. And there's other items in here that you can get. I let's see, what was the containers? Ended up, let's see, where was it? Mystery crates. I bought a couple mystery crates.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an endless box of usefulness. And I got a consumable, where is it? Research time reducer. There's other things in here that you can you can buy a research time reducer for 50 dungeon tokens too. You can also use the dungeon tokens to buy more layouts, spawners, just about anything, it seems like. So the big thing right now is to find dungeons that people can grind, which makes it, you know, I've tried a couple of those, and there's nothing in there except mobs grouped together for the purpose of just killing them and grinding them and getting your tokens. There's no decorations, there's no theme, there's no nothing. And that seems to be the norm right now. A lot of the dungeon makers are lamenting over the fact that, you know, they spend all this time and creativity in these dungeons and nobody wants to run it because it's not a grind fest.
Hmm.
So, there's that. I've noticed that there's scripting that you can create on the mobs that you're doing called flavor text. And what happens is you can create different texts that the mobs will say at different times, like when they obtain aggro, when they start to battle, when they die, when they're at half health. Depending on who they're fighting, they will have texts that they will say. If a member of the party dies, they have texts that they can say. And if they win and you die, then they have texts they can say. So you can flavor your mobs with all this text. You can change their names. So that's kind of interesting. But I don't know how long the Dungeon Maker is going to be going. Because right now a lot of players are seeing that the people who create the other ones, the people who have been creating the dungeons for a while now since I just started, have seen a decline in activity because the players have grinded out their tokens, they've got their mounts and whatever else they want, and they're off to do other things. So there's all these dungeons that are not being played. So I don't know if that's going to go the way of the arenas or not. I mean, there's enough stuff that you can buy with the dungeon tokens that it seems, you know, to be interesting. But if you're a hardcore player, then it loses interest real fast because you're after the better loot, the better gear, and, you know, a box of endless whatever is not going to light your board up. No, not that I can see so far. There's no way to set a mob as non-aggro. They're going to aggro you anyway. Right. There's a bug currently, I believe, that I've read about, that if you try to increase the level of... There's different items you can use to increase the power and attacks and levels and tiers. If you use, I think, the ones that increase the tier or the level of a mob, there's a bug with it that doesn't give the full rating of the challenge rating. See, right now my challenge rating is really low. It's only 3,750. If anybody ran it the way it is right now, they'd only come away with 73 tokens. It's one token for every 100 rating challenge. And what they're seeing is when they use this item to increase the tier or the level of a specific mob, it drops that rating down. So let's say I started out with 3,750. I use it. It drops it down instead of going up. Right. There's a bug also with vitality. If you have a high vitality, you go run a dungeon, you're not going to get as much experience out of it as you would normally, and you'll walk out with less vitality than you would just normal playing. Because you use vitality as you gain experience, right? So if you get 10 points of experience, you get, you know, match that in vitality times whatever your bonus. Well, it's using more than what it should, I guess. And you're not getting the return. So it's sucking it. Have you done any dungeons yet?
I did a couple. I'm actually in one right now. One that is called 200 Token No Ad Grind.
Yeah. And if it's the one I think it is, it's little bunches of five to a group.
Yeah.
And I got about halfway through and said, this is ridiculous. There's nothing else here to this. Except beating five mobs over and over and over again. It's the same five mobs, too.
Yeah, it looks like they're all kobolds. Or whatever the hell these things are.
Chlorine's saying that hers was over 9,000. I'm working on it. That would only give you 90 tokens.
I actually thought this was going to be a bit of a cakewalk.
Uh-uh. So there's still bugs in the system as far as the Dungeon Maker.
Yep.
I think it's an interesting process because I gave you access to the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
So you can come in and you know, build it with me if you want. So people can work together on a dungeon to build.
Yeah.
That opens a lot up to filming, for me at least.
Mm-hmm.
It gives us sceneries like crazy. mobs that we can place. We may not be able to attack them, but they're there, you know?
Yeah.
I'm finding... I actually cheated and I hit the broker and bought up all the mobs that I could find.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. At least the ones I thought were interesting. I mean, there's kobolds like Kerlore and gnomes and goblins, and it's like, if, you know, I went for whatever was different and usual as best I could. And yes, I put the money out and I bought the other maps. Because apparently, you can only post one dungeon for so many maps.
Hmm. Okay.
So you can have as many dungeons going as you want, but you can only have one listed, which is good and bad. I mean, it stops the garbage from showing up. And there's a lot of dungeons that are just grind fest. There's nothing else to them. And I hate to see that just become the end all of dungeons. If it isn't a grind fest, nobody wants to run it.
Right.
There's a few interesting ones out there. There was one I did that Dead Mom suggested. And I can't think of it right now. Hang on a sec. Maybe I can pull it up. Let's see. It is Lair. This is on the AB server. Lair of Scale is the map.
Mm-hmm.
Frostfell Nightmare by Mikia. Meek.
That's A-R-A. The one that. That's the one that Lara just just suggested to us.
And you only get 20 marks for it, but it's fun. It's well done. There's a book to read at the beginning. It's not that hard to get through. You know.
Now, Minx on the Crushbone server is telling us that Brass's Badger is fun. That's on the Crushbone server.
Yeah, well, I would have to go to Crushbone, and we'd have to level up a character to level 20 at least to go partake of that. And that might be worth it. To level up a tune on a weekend to 20. It doesn't take that long.
Oh, you have to be level 20 to get into a...
You have to be at least level 20 to get into these dungeons.
That. Okay.
I mean, well, you could sneeze and be level 20. Come on. Just so we could go to partake of it. I think that'd be funny.
Yeah, we can give it a shot this weekend.
So, I'm having fun. You know, I'm trying to be as creative as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just plopping out mobs and, you know... And I did learn a lesson from beta. I'm not filling my dungeon with every single possible mob I can get my hands on. I'm trying to be theme-wise.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can tell by the challenge rating, I'm going to have to come up. 37 tokens compared to some of these out there is nothing. I'd like to try and shoot for at least 50 to 75, maybe even 100. But I want to make it so it's still soloable and it's still fun. And I think I could probably do it. I think I can do it. There is another controversy going on with... in Station Cash, you can... Let's see, where's the marketplace? You can buy spawners. We talked about this last time, the packs. Let's just say Bosses of North booster pack. Okay. Activating this item will give you one random boss spawner. But the problem is what they're saying is some of these bosses aren't bosses, they're elite mobs.
Wow.
Yeah, so people are not happy. And that takes 1,800 dungeon marks. I remember the last time you could buy it with station cash, it was like 1,200 station cash. Maybe I should have bought one now, because now that is only a dungeon mark item. That's a lot of dungeon marks to get for one of these boosters, and if you don't end up with an actual quote-unquote boss, you end up with an elite, then that's not really happy fun time, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was looking at some of these other ones, the other booster packs, they read... Activating this item will give you 5 random limited spawners. Limited meaning you can only use one per dungeon, I guess. And a chance for a random boss spawner or adventurer. And again, the boss spawner is not a boss, it's an elite. And there's a lot of screaming going on in the forums about this. How it's technically the language needs to be revised to at least reflect, you know, what it is.
Right, right.
So, hopefully I'll have my dungeon up soon. I'm not going to rush. I'm going to take my time. I still have, let's see, I've got this area to work on. That's one. Three, four more areas in my dungeon I need to work on, and then I got to test it, and then I've got to add flavor, because I'd like to have as much flavor and creativity as I can in it before I turn it loose.
Right. Question.
What?
What was the account age again for the Veteran Award? Oh, that's right. I already got it.
7 years?
Well, yeah, I meant the number. But yeah, I've already got the Veterans Revival, so yeah, I've already got it. Okay. I'm just randomly looking at my claim window going, wait a minute, did I get that already? I can't remember. But yeah, I did. Sorry, threw you off track there.
That's okay.
Now, wait a minute. Lyra is saying no harming cubes, but yet there's a gelatinous hero activator.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to attack the cube.
No, he's an activator. He's a hero. You can become him.
Oh.
You can fight in the dungeon as a cube. Also, going back to the what they're trying to do on beta is allow you to come in as your own character into these dungeons. So far, you cannot have a mixed group. You're either yourselves or you're the avatars. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of curious why they decided to do that. But hey, you know, I like it because it gives us more options when I do filming.
Right.
If we need a fight scene or something, we can stage one up.
Mm-hmm.
Just for that reason.
Sure, why not?
Be a lot more fun. But yeah, I'd like to see more boss mobs. I'd like to see trolls.
No more trolls.
Pirate trolls! We want to beat pirate trolls! Trolls.
I don't have pirate Rotongas. I wonder.
Well, I'd still like to see pirate trolls. Be able to beat pirate trolls. That would be nice.
Pirate Tongas. Alright.
Yeah, but if it's an overland, it's not a dungeon. That's another thing. People want some, I don't know if I agree
just
with that or not.
Personal zones?
Yeah, open zones to... It's not a dungeon, then.
Nope, it's not a dungeon.
No, it's an outdoor area. It's an instance.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need...
And we already have that. It's called guild halls.
I need red carpets in here.
Oh, God.
Green carpets are not going to work.
Well, I hope you can make them, because they're really expensive on the... on
the oh, yeah! Crema can make them. Rima can make them. I'm very happy about that.
Oh, for one of the things, remember at the top of the show we were talking about one of the things that you like to see in-game? Well, I actually did miss one. Domino wants to see shirtless male halflings. The more of them. I'm just saying. You know what I think is interesting? In the LOK hall, we have a... what is this thing? Examine. A seeker of cheese. That is mm-hmm. a house pet. Is a mole rat or something like that? Let me link that. We have this wandering the guild hall. It is the only pet, a moving pet, in the... wandering pet, I should say, in the guild hall that actually... goes everywhere. All the other pets end up back in the castle.
I think mine are still running off the...
Are they still going to that way out in the
Yeah,
in
they're
the
still falling off the island.
They haven't fixed that, huh?
No.
I'm wondering what's different about this seeker of cheese that he goes everywhere.
He's a good guy.
Apparently. But yeah, he does. The place he doesn't seem to show up is in the castle. Maybe because he knows there's no cheese in there.
Well, there's plates of cheese out there in the, I believe I put plates of cheese out there, didn't I?
Well, there are a few plates of cheese, yeah. I know, our wizard Spire Rotonga has one, Chitter. She's got a big old plate of cheese right in front of her. So,
cheese. I love
cheese. So anyway, so it's a new year. It's a new year, new things. New resolutions to have no resolutions. Yes. And you've got season 2 of Dexter.
Yes.
You already done watching it?
Yes.
Of course.
I actually got season 3, too.
Oh, you did? Oh, yes. You, Netflix?
No. It was cheap enough. I got it.
Ah, okay. I have not seen it. If I'm going to see it, I'll start it from season 1, and you know, I'll do that sometime. Oh, we do have a thing here. Let's see. I am not going to be able to pronounce this correctly. Gulifo. Their birthday is on the 6th. So happy birthday to Gulifo. Gulifo. And a real-life ding for you, I suppose.
There's another thing I noticed about the Dungeon Maker. Some of the pets that you like, you have in your house,
mm-hmm.
they don't work in here.
Oh, no?
Neither does Magic Mouse.
Oh, the signs don't work?
Uh-uh.
Oh.
Yeah, like I said, there's a few little tweaks, boy.
What about the new signs?
Mm-hmm.
Do those work?
They'll work.
Those work, all right.
So it's sort of trial and error on some stuff.
Hmm. Okay, so not everything works in the dungeons.
No.
I know. Put in some of those house portals.
I can't. I wanted to. I had a plan, okay,
mm-hmm.
To do that. And I took them in there, and they don't work.
Oh. You were going to label one, go right to the loot, right?
Well, no, because I wanted to block all the... I wanted to separate the dungeon into sections.
Yeah.
So they could go to one of the sections and finish that and then go to the next or you know, pick which ones I wanted to do instead of force them down a path.
Right, right.
Okay. The Pacific Dungeon I picked, there is three ways. There's three different areas to take care of. So they have to return to the center part every time. I think if anybody's doing dungeons, they'll be able to figure out which map I've got at the
right.
So, but I wanted to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, but Fallen is still in a Frostfell.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, I see Chatterella's alt. Senevia is in Frostfell Wonderland Village 2. Now that right. that happened
that's
to Lyra.
Chad,
yeah, that happened right. to Lyra last year. They camped out in the Frostfell Wonderland and ended up for some reason staying in there. Oh, Lyra is saying it's still there. Now, how is the Frostfell Wonderland still there? Frostfell's over. I don't know, and I can't check right now because I am in exile.
Exile.
I thought it was supposed to be over this morning, but it might be tonight.
Well, obviously, it's because Lyra is a Frostfell.
Lyra is saying the wardrobe's gone, so...
Okay, so if you camped out in there, you're probably still in there. Which is
for a while.
Which is what happened to Lyra last year.
I think she stayed in there for a good long time.
I think she was in there for like a week or something like that. And then, well, she had to leave, so.
Yeah, they finally pried her out.
all the Frostfell elves were like,
hey, just a minute here. You're a dark elf. What are you doing in here? Get out!
Have you been in my dungeon yet? I gave you access.
Oh, let me see here. get the Dungeon Maker up. Take a look at it. Alright, what's the name? And where can I find it?
Well, what you do is you go to your character window.
Yes.
And go and hit the button saying Dungeons right under Housing.
Hold on a sec. Oh, Dungeons. There we go. Alright, I got it. And just hit Edit and I can enter it.
Yes, you can. You can't be in like...
I can't be in a guild hall. Hold on a second.
Or a house or...
Yeah, I gotta leave. Hold on a second. But yeah, I tried Ursins.
Yeah.
God, I can't remember what it's called right now. Something about a Squeaker's Revenge, I think it was. And that was good. I was able to make it all the way through.
I'll have to give that a shot.
Okay. Arena from the Twilight Zone. I don't remember there being an arena in the Twilight Zone, but I'll take a look.
Yeah, it's my arena from the Twilight Zone. So there.
Let's see here.
It's still in progress. There's a few areas. I've still got to, finish decorating, and then I'll put my mobs in, and then I'll run it to make sure that you don't pull the entire room on top of you. And
now, am I going to get attacked in here?
No.
No, all right.
You're
not
in edit mode. You're safe.
Okay. Let's see. So which is this? What style is this?
It's one of the layer of scales.
Oh, okay. Gonna say I don't recognize it. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Looks pretty neat so far. Got a room entirely filled with Timberwolves.
Well, that's not placed yet, and neither leave that area. That's not even done yet.
I'm just looking around. Lots of skeletons. Blah 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 blah. That's looking pretty good so far. Obviously not done, but. Looking decent so far.
You could check out the spider room. Like I said, I'm still not quite done.
Yeah.
Only got like 3 areas done.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't done the entryway yet.
Ew, a room full of slugs.
No.
Slugs like... and harpies and stuff. Oh, I like when you come in and there's a room filled with lopsided mirrors. That's cool.
And that's where the Narcissus Rarin is at.
Yeah, I see that. That was looking good so far, hon.
Well, when it's done, I'll put you through it. Make sure you don't die.
Get me killed is what you'll do. Don't get me killed again and again. Because you hate me. Why do you hate me so much?
I actually thought these things were supposed to scale, if there's one person that comes through or a bunch,
No, it's just always level 20, isn't it?
Always level 50.
Oh, 50. 50.
But all I right. thought it got increasingly harder if you had more people or something.
But it doesn't? Well, I don't know. But yeah, it's looking good so far, hon.
Okay. Yeah, I'll keep plugging along.
Alright.
And I'll give reports.
We'll check in. Same bat time. Same bat channel. Vampires! Filled with vampires! No! There's even one playing the piano. What the hell's up with that?
Well, they do that in Mistmore.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. Well, I'll take a look through. Yeah, it looks good so far. We'll check in again later on.
The mirror room didn't screw you up?
No.
Really?
Okay, I'm trying to leave, not adjust the height of the thing. Oh, there we go. Leave that in. Okay. Yeah, nice. I went to leave the dungeon by clicking the exit. It's like, do you want to adjust the height? You make it bigger? No, I want to leave. I want
to
leave.
I don't have an exit up yet.
There we go.
So you have to use the one on the editor.
Mm-hmm.
Or just type /house and then you can leave.
Oh, you can do the /house? All right. All right, well, We'll check in with that later once you get more done to it. So you're sure I can't beat something to death with a hammer tonight?
No.
Come on.
No.
Fine. What if I crush this can? Can I crush a can?
Sure.
Ow! Cut my... No, I'm kidding.
Did you see the post from Domino and Nobrin today?
You mean the new flag?
Yeah, is that cool?
I actually just shared that by Twitter and Facebook on both my accounts and the Online Gaming Radio accounts. Titled Hail EQ2, they apparently got a brand new EverQuest 2 flag that is now flying high above the Sony Online headquarters in San Diego.
They took over the Free Realms flag.
Oh, they took over the Free Realms flag?
Yeah, they pulled the Free Realms flag down, folded it up, and ran up the EQ2 flag.
Woohoo! Damn you, Free Realms.
I thought that was kind of cute. They won first prize in their department or group, EverQuest 2.
Mm-hmm.
Won first place in the costume contest back in October, and they got $200, and that's what they spent it on, EQ2 flag.
Oh, there you go. I like it. I don't see any reason why they can't have more than one flag per pole, you know, if they, you know, wanted to advertise more than one thing.
Well, they have a United States pole and the California flag. Okay, pole. So that's two. And then they have the game flag, I guess, or pole. I don't know. Can you run more than one flag up a pole?
I don't see any reason why not.
Stack them. That would look a little weird, I think.
Alrighty.
And they said that the experience was supposed to... Double experience was supposed to end, and they basically messed up. And double mm-hmm. experience points keeps going till the 4th.
Well. Well, everyone, you got another day.
Yes, they
do. Or is it midnight tonight?
No, I think all the way to the 4th. I don't know.
Well, the 4th is midnight.
Maybe midnight tonight. I don't know how they play that sometimes.
Get that experience! Alrighty, I'm getting tired, actually, so... Unless you got something else, I think we're done.
Okay.
I'm tired, my voice is starting to hurt a little bit. So. We're good. So what did we learn today?
I don't know.
We learned that Jethro likes to beat stuff up with hammers.
Always.
Alright. Okay, folks, thank you very much for tuning in. Love you all to pieces. I'll have this podcast up probably within 24 hours, I'm not sure. But thank you very much for tuning in. Say goodnight, Elquin.
Goodnight, Elquin.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethro Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethro Silverwing.
I'm Elquin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
I'm Cheesy Nibbleman!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethro Show is produced by
a 4-pound jar of jelly beans,
two badgers,
a package of expired Twinkies,
a sack of walnuts,
Biff,
the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
There's a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.